Hi, turning back the clock on December 22nd, a landmark day for horror film fans. The Mummy starring Boris Karloff premiered in 1932, the first mummy horror movie.
I tried then to raise this body. I could raise it now. But it would be a mere thing that moved at my will, without a soul.
The official 30-day mourning period ended after the death of John F. Kennedy on this day in 1963.
We can all be better Americans because John Fitzgerald Kennedy has passed our way.
And in 1984, Aussie fast bowling great Craig McDermott made his test debut against the West Indies. And what a debut. 6 wickets in the match. His first wicket came when he bowled Richie Richardson.
Gone. That's the end of the final innings. Good bowling by McDermott.
Birthdays. Actor Hector Elizondo is 84. One of the great character actors, starring in a long list of films and nominated for a Golden Globe for his role in Pretty Woman.
Things that go on in other hotels don't happen at the Regent Beverly Wilshire.
Controversial Australian television personality and former Geelong great Sam Newman is 75.
I'm sorry that this is about me, but it is.
Guitarist and songwriter with Cheap Trick, Rick Nielsen, turns 72 today. Actor Ralph Fiennes is 58, received Academy Award nominations for Schindler's List and The English Patient. More recently, he's the new M in the James Bond series.
So, 007, lots to be done. Are you ready to get back to work?
Australian model and former Miss Universe Jennifer Hawkins celebrates her 37th birthday.
If you just pick out certain pieces that you need for your wardrobe, like a pair of leather pants, a great pair of jeans, ankle boots.
And singer Meghan Trainor turns 27, stormed onto the music scene a couple of years ago with this. Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of legendary English rock and soul singer Joe Cocker, died aged 70 in 2014.
You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on.
Remembering Joe Cocker on December 22nd.